Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lakers are making moves that make this Blazing man very happy. And Philly has jumped into the Eastern Conference standings with after a wonderful road trip. The Celtics are still the league's best team. We knew that. And we'll get into all of that and plenty more with the host of the Baseline NBA and Dope Interview podcast, Warren Shaw, on today's episode. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is
Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties.
Oh,
We did steal that from 60 Minutes, where they say, and this is, and then everybody says 60 Minutes over top of one another at the same time.
Yes, or 2020. Or did Barbara Walters only say that?
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
To
and
a real
P
one.
Stands for peace. Just want to clarify. Gotta say, Warren Shaw of The Baseline, Dope Interviews, and a Celtics fan to the Celtics Bleav podcast. Welcome to the show. How are you, man?
My dude, thanks so much for having me, man. Really excited to be here. I love y'all, what you've been doing over here the last year. So excited to be here on Mad Boosties, yo.
That's all Jabari. We're merely, he's the conductor.
Literally,
you know what I mean?
All of this is scripted by Jabari.
This next sentence, Jabari is one of the most potent producers in podcasting, is my own personal health belief. Yeah. I don't know. That's what he wrote. I don't know what that means. But Warren, so let me get a little bit of your background. You grew up in New York, correct? You're from New York?
I was born in New York, raised in the South Florida area.
Okay.
And
so in heat country.
Unfortunately, yes.
And you are a Celtics, but you are a Celtics fan.
I am a Celtics fan. That is correct.
What's that journey? Take us on that journey.
You know, it's quite the path, so I won't bore you or try to, you know, give you the Cliff Notes version, but I think, like most basketball fans, I was probably a Jordan fan when I got introduced to hoops.
Sure.
So I was kind of in that space. So Jabari, you know, super producer, as I know you call him, would hate this, but I had a second favorite team, and that second favorite team was kind of Boston. Because of my co-host on The Baseline, he was a big Celtics fan, I think, to begin with. So I was a Jordan guy. Then I was actually a big Chris Webber guy in Sacramento.
Okay.
So I'm basically always hating the Lakers. And then I think I really kind of got into the Celtics situation, like even just right before even KG got there. So when they were struggling, the Antoine Walker days and things like that as well, too. I worked for the Knicks for a little while as an intern. And, you know, it was really interesting because I saw Walker play in MSG, and it was one of those games he was just dancing and like he had like 45, 50 points or whatever. And I was like, yeah, this squad is hot. So I just kind of rocked out with him from then on. And then obviously the guy KG, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's where I've been ever since, man.
Okay. Wow. So you stuck with them even after Ainge came. And yeah, no, I'm just playing. All right. Yeah, I mean, that you paid your dues if you were there for the Antoine Walker era all the way through the, you know, there were some dark years in the desert in between that and KG's Truly. Arrival. And now they're doing all right. It seems like they're okay.
Yeah. I have a question. What was your favorite Chris Webber signature shoe that he made with Dada?
So I would be lying to you if I was like, oh, I was a big Dada guy. So, you know, I couldn't
think anybody was.
I can't even front of you on that. I know they had some black joints.
The wood grains, like the C-dubs. Remember the one that had the spinners?
God.
I'm sorry. In the shoe.
I can't rock with those. I can't do it. I can't.
That's what he played though. In?
Yeah, you don't, man. This one had wood grain, Jack.
That is live, though. Is live.
He was a Dada guy
Whole started off Nike. No, he was with Nike first. And then like they gave him the C-dub. Like,
That's a deep cut, though, Miles.
I'm a big sneaker head, and I just remember these were like such unique moments, because I remember in like reading Slam magazine, I'm like, wow, Dada really did a full page ad for this shoe that has wood grain on it. It's like,
famously, Webber met with some Nike executives about re-upping, and they pronounced his name Tris Weber. And that's the backstory of how Steph ended up with Under Armour. Yeah, is that they were like, hey, Steven, we're big fans. Nike said that. And he was like, oh, cool. So not signing with you guys.
This is what we're thinking. Isn't
there a Nike documentary coming out like on Amazon right now or soon? I just saw a bunch of stuff on that too. I'm trying to figure out like how deep they're going to go. And are they like trashing Nike in it? Do we know? Or kind of like what's the situation with that?
I mean, I think any global brand is going to have its dark sides to it. So yeah, I'm sure. I mean, it's a monolith at this point. But
I disagree. I actually only... trust a documentary that is made with the cooperation of the global brand that it's about.
Absolutely. Personally. That's another telling truth.
Thank you.
Here's the thing, Stefan. Here's the thing, Steven. we want to do an ad with it's you and your long lost relative with the same last name, Marie Curie. And we think that's going to be just a fantastic conversation between past and present. But anyway, we digress. The Celtics, yes. The best record in the league right now, 9 straight before the loss to the Magic.
I have a serious question for you. So who are you more afraid of facing in a 7-game series? The streaking, the surging Philadelphia 76ers, who are now in second, or the Orlando Magic, who really seem to have your number, according to Magic's fans?
It's locked up.
So I'm not even going to front with you. So taking to a serious basketball conversation, Boston struggles with size. And that really what it boils down to. Orlando was kind of big at every position, so to speak. Mm. And those are things like Chicago beat us twice as well, too. And they have a lot of size at pretty much, you know, 1 through 5 for the most part. And that's really where Boston hasn't really been able to figure some of those things out. So while Philadelphia is obviously a more talented team than Orlando, for whatever reason, I would be deathly afraid of Orlando Magic, I think, at this stage, especially with Jonathan Isaac coming back. He looked good in the little 10 minutes he played, and, you know, what they've been doing with Banchero and obviously Fultz and everybody else as well, too. Like, it's wild. Like I said, some teams just have your number, like you alluded to, and I think that's where it is with Orlando and Boston, unfortunately.
Yeah. So you would rather face the 76ers than Orlando. I just want to like make sure that I get it crystal clear for the bulletin board material for the 76ers.
Let's go. I'd rather face the 76ers.
Yeah. And Warren did just make the little man sign with his hand about Embiid.
Too small.
It is wild though. Yeah. The Celtics definitely have the 76ers number. Like even though Embiid is a big man and, you know, pretty big team.
Yeah. But I the thing that I just love is with the Magic, the energy of the Magic fans who are like, the Celtics are over. You know what I mean? The Warriors, we cooked them. Okay. The Celtics mostly was it. I think 3-1 is a record. They're like, we're through. And I just love that excitement that happens from like those wins of great emotional value to a fandom without it actually reflecting, you know, because the playoffs is obviously a completely different proposition. But, you know, shout out to my fans over there in Orlando who are getting very excited.
Can I just say this one thing? So, please. As when you take your fandom, so to speak, there's times where I was like, listen, I need to stay the F off of Twitter, off of Instagram because people are just, they've lost their complete minds. And I think it was like Basketball Forever or some aggregate account, whatever, put that exact same thing that you said, Miles. You know, mm-hmm. the Orlando Magic with the championship hoisted, like, you know, pictures of Wagner and Boncaro and Curry and Clay and Tatum and Brown and bowing their heads like in deference to them. I was like, yeah. What are we doing?
Bend the knee.
I just love such a swing. Oh, you know, as a Laker fan, we're only like, watch, if we beat the Clippers tonight, the memes are going to be ridiculous. We're holding on to ashes at the moment. So we'll find a way to make that nourish our souls. Yeah, as Jabari just said in the chat, plan the parade. Not even at the All-Star break.
But Miles, I do have to ask you, you're a fan of Rui, you're a fan of the Lakers. Two great loves of yours have come together.
As Los Angeles's most famous Blackanese person, I have to say, I would like to welcome my brother, Hachimura Rui, okay, to the Lake Show. You know, I met him in 2020, and I pretended to say come to the Lakers, but instead I just said, it's really nice to meet you.
wow, you're tall.
I was like, whoa, no way. And I did the thing where I was like, hold on, let's see, go back to back. And I just put my hand straight up. But I'm excited about it. You know, the sentimentality aside, I think as a player, I think this is a good environment to go into because Rui is like, he listens. He doesn't have an ego. Like, he will absorb the wisdom that is collectively around him at the Lakers. And I think that will only help him. And Jabari and I were talking before the show, whether or not that means, you know, what the heights we're going to reach, I think are TBD, but I definitely have a good feeling about it because at the end of the day, he's not another guard. Okay.
So another guard. He is a big man who can shoot. He's an analytics guy. Like the analytics people seem to enjoy his work. So I'm happy because I have like through osmosis through spent a lot of time talking NBA with you and super producer Jabari. I am now I check the Sixers score first, Lakers next. And I am pulling and obviously lifelong LeBron lover. Warren, LeBron, what do you think of this guy?
Thoughts? LeBron
James. He's, as like the super analyst will say, he's very good at basketball.
Yeah,
I think the Rui thing, though, is super dope for them. As you alluded to, you know, shooting like roughly like 34% from the three-point line, not necessarily in volume, but I think just a change of scenery is going to be helpful for him. From being in Washington, you know, they got Abdiva and obviously Kuz came as well, too. And he ended up just kind of not really getting to the opportunities that he wanted to get. You know, his last game of watching, he would put up a 30 piece, right? So I think the Lakers were like, yeah, sign me up. And you know what I mean? Get Kendrick Nunn all the way hell up out of here, you know, for a couple second rounders, or was it 3 second rounders?
Yeah.
And I think the Rui situation in LA will be actually really, really great, especially with AD coming back. I'm excited for y'all. I really am. I think it's a nice move and you can re-up on him and see where he takes you in the future. So yeah, solid move by the Lakers.
There was a quote from Dontis Sabonis who was saying like when they were at the Staples Center, when they were Gonzaga, like Rui was like, this is where I want to play. He's like, I feel a connection here. And he said that like many years ago. So there's part of me that like, I just like the energy around it. And I think also just culturally, like Japanese people, there's a huge respect for your elders and people who have more knowledge than you. Like there are a few clips circulating from when him and Russ were playing on the Wizards of like Russ really trying to like coach him with some certain things like in the post. And he's like, and you could tell the way he's like listening. He's not like, yeah, all right, man. Like, let's time to play. I think all that combined with the amount of like collective, like wisdom that is there, I think is just going to be just fantastic. So, but again, we'll see. We'll see if the will and the talent all combine at the right moment.
Yeah.
They're basically Washington Wizards West now, right? And don't they have like four former Wizards on the team now after getting Rui? So
Past guest Trey Kirby tweeted a meme of like Nathan Fielder from Nathan For You. And it said, the plan, if LeBron James can win an NBA championship with the 2021 Wizards. So yeah, maybe.
That's where it's headed.
Yeah, it'll be cool. Anytime somebody joins a LeBron James team, they're joining, you know, they have the opportunity to learn from the best basketball minds to ever do it, I think.
Yeah.
So will be interesting. I will be watching everybody. So, you know, keep that in mind. Any more moves? I know super producer Jabari, I can trust him on a lot of basketball things. One thing I don't know if I can trust him on is potential Lakers trades. because hope springs eternal. But he's got some things out here. You know, Bogdan Bogdanovic, you know, still there's still rumors of the Pacers trade bringing Miles Turner and Buddy Hield in. That's the only one that really feels like it moves the needle to me for the Lakers, because you get another defensive stopper and a laser, as I will only refer to Lakers shooters as, because LeBron opened the season by saying, not a lot of lasers out there.
But we need some more, like a rave, but we don't have them.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like those are the things you need the most help in, is shooting and defense.
Yeah,
which are important parts of basketball, in my opinion. Thoughts?
Yeah, yeah, I agree. And you know, if he was asking earlier, what do the Lakers need to solidify this roster? I think it's a time machine to make that move a little bit earlier. But okay, I'll deal with it. Oh, just a side note for all the Laker fans out there: did you see the McDonald's All-Americans? And it was it was Peja Stojakovic's kid is also in there with like Bronny. I was just like, wow, Paige's son. Okay. Like this again, this is when you start feeling like an old man.
His name mentioned ever. That's so dope.
Yeah.
Paige's attention, Stojakovic, bombing threes. One of my favorite sports center calls. Also, Jabari had changed it so that it's actually Bojan Bogdanovic, not Bogdan. But when I started saying that you can't trust Jabari about about Lakers things, he sabotaged me in the doc and changed the name, so it was wrong. But I caught it. All good. We can move forward. Any other big trades you guys are kind of keeping an eye on?
Not me personally. Once I saw my fellow Black and Ease man, I was like, okay, I'm gonna take a breath for a second. But Warren, what are you looking at with the deadline coming up?
All right. Well, with the deadline, you know, I'll keep it Lakers specific really quickly. If they find a way to get the Turner situation done, then that really thrusts them back into the Western conversation, like tremendously. That defensive presence and the guy who can shoot the three, assuming you're not giving up Thomas Bryant or whatever it is as well to kind of solidify that bench, then you're really, really, really great there. I think the biggest name I would imagine to be moved is probably Bogdanovic from Detroit. They did such a smart thing by acquiring him from a bag of chips from Utah. I have no idea why Ainge just kind of gave him up just to get his old friend Kelly Olynyk back over in Utah. But they immediately signed Bogdanovic to a 2-year deal. So now any acquiring team doesn't have to be like, hey, he's a rental. They know they can at least keep him on for another 2 years at a decent and affordable salary. A guy who can give you 20 game, plays decent enough defense, and is really, really helpful, usually stays healthy as well, too. I think he's probably the biggest name that actually does get moved. The other names, John Collins, they've been talking about moving him for 4 years now, it seems like. So if that were to happen, I'd be kind of a surprise. And the other big name is actually another name from Washington, is Kyle Kuzma. And I just don't know who has the assets to kind of make that happen. I'd love to see Dallas maybe try to make that happen for them, so to speak. I think he'd be great alongside Luka and even Christian Wood at the center position. But I think all the other moves out there are going to be minor tweaks that I've heard and kind of the rumors that I've been seeing out there as well, too. But those are the three biggest names that I could see potentially getting moved this deadline.
Does Kuzma have too much swag for the city of Dallas? A question that's been asked. I'm not asking it because I wouldn't want to antagonize the city of Dallas. It's gone bad for Catholics before.
They say his drip is deadly. So what better place than to be in Dealey Plaza?
Yeah. You
know? That could be a big vibe. I really could.
I don't know what it... Yeah, he's very fashionable. And I mean, I'll never forget that one outfit with the really long sleeves.
How could you? And they made a bobblehead out of it.
That will always just be like, wow.
His eyebrows at one point? Like with the bleached eyebrows? I feel like he did.
I think he platted out the whole face. Look, he's got that. He's got that in his bag, man.
We're such in a weird place in, I think, society now, where I think almost anything is acceptable. So that sweater was ridiculous. It was so over the top. But there are some people like, yo, that's so swaggy. And I was like, is it though? Really? Like, we're just going to accept anything now?
Yeah.
I rest my case, bro. It's all good.
You don't want to wear like a gigantic oversized Coogee sweater. Like, was, I feel like, the knit of that thing. And you look like a nightmare from like Beetlejuice or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I get I get the one dimension of like, whoa, that's a fashion, that's a move, that's something different. Mm-hmm. It's just so hard to see how that's functional. You know what I mean? Like, right. It's like, well, where are your hands?
And head, heavy, just heavy and hot.
Yeah. Like you can't eat a chili dog with that sweater on.
Yeah.
And that's the way I look at it. It has to be some function. But again, you can
slap somebody across the room, though, I guess.
Oh, that's absolutely.
The flex. You have the chili dog fed to you.
Right.
Because that's how hard you're flexing on everyone. All right. The Wemby race is getting interesting. Houston had lost 13 straight before beating the Wolves on Monday. So they were 11-23 and then lost 13 in a row. Or maybe it was 10-23, 10-36, and then they beat the Wolves. But pretty impressive.
Losing streak.
Yeah. I feel like it could be an interesting place for him. The Spurs, 2-8 over the last 10, 14-33 overall. Pistons, we've voiced our support for the past. That would be a fun team to see him on. But I don't know. I'm rooting for the city of Detroit in general.
Yeah.
So
even though I hear that, you know, the Great Lakes hair is its own thing. You know,
yeah, I mean they do have that built-in advantage. You live near the Great Lakes, you have a strong hairline.
Yeah, so I'll go just for that.
What was that, Rob Blagojevich?
Illinois, the governor of Illinois.
Yeah, the governor of Illinois.
Yeah, he had Lego man head. Hair. Yeah, yeah, Lego he man hair. Yeah,
Lego man hair for sure.
Absolutely. Shout out to the Lego men hairlines out there. How are you feeling, Warren? Like, do you have any sentimental feelings about where you'd like to see Wembanyama go? Or are you just kind of like, yeah, whatever. We'll see where it goes.
No, I love to see him go to Charlotte, actually.
Okay.
Wow.
The Hornets are unintentionally, like, they didn't know they were going to be this bad. But right. I think now that this is now your reality, you go all in. So trade deadline, you try to get rid of Oubre, you try to get rid of Gordon Hayward, maybe keep PJ Washington or whatever the case would be, Plumlee, et cetera, et cetera. And you say, nah, Ball's been hurt most of the season, ankle, whatever, whatever. Imagine pairing him alongside, Wemby next year. Like that's all the vibes. So I think now that Charlotte is at this stage, you know what? Let's go all in and see if we can make that happen, because that could be a pairing and a duo that could really be one of the more amazing ones in the NBA for years to come. And while Houston and Detroit are all those things, again, I think those are great fits. San Antonio is the one place I'd hate to see him go. It's just kind of boring for me. You know, that's probably what will end up happening.
Right.
But I think Charlotte would be the most exciting for the short-term and long-term future of the NBA.
That is going to be wild. Like, the lottery this year is going to be just appointment television. Like, I'm going to be glued to that. Like, I usually am. But, like, I'm going to be nervous before that. Even though I don't, like, you know, the Sixers, you know, the Lakers aren't going to really have a chance at it. But just, like, this is going to dictate the future, the next, you know, however many years. The Hornets, I'm on board. If they just go full, all branding, all uniform design, everything is that early 90s Hornets look.
Okay. Like, with Joe and LJ?
Yeah. Okay. That would be a lot of fun. And then, yeah, LaMelo is one of the most fun players to watch in the league. So,
and they need like a Muggsy Bogues type guy just for good measure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just to fill out the visual landscape of that roster. I would love to see Wemby, and then like also the short, like you got to have the biggest dude and the shortest dude on the team too. I was just
for the media day ops. I feel you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then you can get rid of, you know, just bring Muggsy Bogues back on like a 2-day contract or something for media day. Just for the lulz. Okay, Michael.
Yeah. Still like put up 13 assists.
Yeah.
Easy. Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about some great performances from the week.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and more. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick Six not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/picksixstates. Void where prohibited. See terms at picksix.draftkings.com/promos.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back.
We are.
And this is the segment where we highlight some big time performances over the past week. I don't know. Where do we want to start? Jalen Green put up a career high 44 in a win over the Wolves, breaking that 13 game losing streak. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
One of the most exciting finishers to come along in a while. Super fast, just a lot of fun. Super dangerous going at the rack.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he had like this one fadeaway, like fading to his left, just rainbow, just one of the highest arcing shots that I've seen, where it was like, did that happen on purpose? But it dropped through the center of the rim. But I feel like I've been seeing a little bit more of that, like the rainbow shot might be making a comeback. We'll see.
I'd like to see that. Yeah. Look, it's always good to see my fellow Blazians out there achieving.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, we got to talk about the Thunder. Thunder.
Oh, okay.
Shea with 34-5-5 and a game winner and a win over the Nuggets. OKC's just behind Golden State and a play-in opportunity. That's the question I have about the Lakers. When I look at the West standings, you know, I think a lot of people have made the comment that like the top 5-6 in the East looks really dangerous compared to the top 5 in the West. I don't know if I agree with that, but the West is just like, man. So who do you replace in this playoff race? If things come together, if Rui like really starts contributing, you got to replace the Warriors, the Timberwolves, the Suns, the Jazz. Like I can see, you know, the Clippers, the Mavs, the Pelicans, the Kings, the Grizzlies, and the Nuggets. The Kings are in third place right now.
Yeah.
By themselves.
I love to see it somehow. I don't have ill will, you know. They were screaming, light the beam in LA. And I was like, the tear went down my face and I was like, go ahead, light it. Yeah.
But even OKC looks tough right now.
Yeah.
They seem like they're coming on.
I was watching or saw something on Instagram earlier today as well, too, you know, because I can't help myself, I guess. And somebody had put like OKC in their top 10. And I was like, all right, in top 10 in the NBA. They were number 10. That I was like, you've gone too far, but this is a nice season, right? Like it really is great to see what they've done, especially without Chet. So SGA having like this magical season definitely has got to be an all-star, but you just kind of figuring out is this the plan for them? Like while Charlotte didn't expect to be as bad, did OKC expect to be this good in any capacity?
Right.
And now that they're here, did you just say, screw it, let's go for it and try to get in? You know, because they are clearly too far removed from the Wemby sweepstakes for at this point now, unless they're just kind of lose every single game. But it's been a magical season for the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I love to see it. And I went into the season saying, listen, I hope they stop tanking. I really did. Because I felt like, you know, they have enough pieces and they have enough draft equity as well, too. That's going to last them a lifetime. And they get Chet back next year, too. Like, this is really going to be a formidable team. So with the Suns not being as great as we thought they were going to be, the Timberwolves not being as great as they're going to be that we thought they were going to be, there's a chance OKC can get into play-in. And that would just be one of the wildest stories, I think, of this NBA season.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I've just been kind of assuming the Warriors are going to end up in like top four. But like that doesn't look like that's happening, at least like they still don't seem to be able to like fully put it together, you know, anything consistent. The Wolves still kind of going back and forth, struggling. The Suns, I feel like the Suns and the Jazz are probably the most catchable. Maybe the Wolves, maybe. Throw the Wolves in there.
Yeah.
But that still just puts you in the play-in, you know?
Right, exactly.
I think with the Wolves, you're right, though. Because Kat, he came out and said, I think a week or so ago too, like, yeah, there was not a chance in hell I was going to be back in January. So with even that kind of in tow and the Gobert fitting has been weird. You just don't know if that is going to be something that they're going to be able to hold on and maintain and then build the chemistry. I told my co-host on the baseline the other day, I said, listen, they had so much roster turnover that it was kind of foolhardy for them to expect them just to ascend to a top four seed. There was just too many things that needed to blend together. Now you throw injury on top of it, they do become extremely, I think, you know, just super producer Jabari is saying, they're one of the more catchable teams out there. And Utah, they're still not settled in what they want to do. They may be sellers at the deadline. While Markkanen is my most improved player, I think, of the NBA season, I didn't see him averaging 26-9, like not a chance in hell. And I'm really proud to see that he's been hooping in the way that he is, but the Ainge is not going to let this fly. Conley, Clarkson, and guys like that too are probably not going to finish the year on that team.
Interesting. LeBron did it again, continues to do it. Father Time, looking like it might be a good nickname for him.
Methuselah.
Methuselah's good. He's almost averaging 30 points a game right now.
Yeah.
This season, on the season.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Watching that Blazers game, like I see a 25-point deficit. I was like, all right, I'll see you guys tomorrow on the funny pages. Mm-hmm. And it was such a, I had to end up like, I tuned out, but a few people texted me like, it's actually something's happening. And I missed it, but I watched the highlights and just watching, man, I just loved at the, towards the end of the game, LeBron just headhunting Damian Lillard and just kind of getting back to like, you know what? I feel like I got some fuel in the tank to still head on downhill and get to the rim. Off of Damian. I'm glad to see that he's still like, he's just operating at such a high level that everybody's just like, how do we analyze this? What do we say about this? Cause it's not ending.
It doesn't seem to have occurred to him that he wouldn't have fuel in the tank is what, right. You know, like it's just, I mean, I guess that's not true because he's like one of the best at like resting while playing, you know, resting.
Right. But he's smart. Court. He knows how to but be efficient.
Yeah.
With that
he's
energy.
So good at it, but yeah, this is what he was expecting would be happening at this point.
Would either of you bet against him at like age 40 to still be like a 25 point per game guy?
Nope.
Would you?
Yeah. I mean, like it's hard to even. I remember like when he signed with the Lakers, we're like, well, let's see how many more years he's got.
Yeah.
You know, we're like, oh no. So yeah, in a way, like there's more. The fool's bet would be to bet against him at this point, especially when you're looking at the data set you have of him up to age 38.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I mean, barring some kind of injury, which doesn't, you know, then he will play with his son, probably.
It's amazing. It really is. It's amazing. And that Jabari Smith thing, you know, hey, you play with my dad, like he's going to see a couple more sons come into the league, including his own. Crazy.
Yeah, really, I know.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to be like telling Peja Stojakovic's son. He's like, oh, yeah, I had some for your dad, too. Which is wild. You're like, wow. Okay.
I feel like, well, I'm looking forward to when he retires because, you know, unlike Tom Brady, I feel like he wouldn't tell us what the LeBron diet is that's keeping him, you know, what his workout is. But maybe once he's retired, he starts sharing it with us. But whatever his equivalent of TB12
Del Taco.
Is.
Del Taco all day.
Not Taco Tuesday.
He's like, all I need to know is what he's eating and what his workout routine is, and I'm in.
You Del know? Taco, chicken soft tacos. That's right. That's about it. Sometimes I go bold. Yeah. I get it with the fries inside.
Yeah, just some great performances. Like Evan Mobley I've been waiting for him to like go off to see what his game might look like one day when he's got his offensive fundamentals in place. He put up 38 against the Bucks, looking really good. Maxey had the keys against the Kings. He put up a 32-6 against the Kings in a road win for the Sixers without Embiid and Harden, which was pretty cool to see.
Yeah. 21 points down.
Yeah. Came back from 21 points down. And then the Ant-Man came with 44-6-4 versus the Rockets. And this brings us to our best and worst business decision of the week.
Yeah. Some real business decisions were made. We also have to go back in December to analyze another poor business decision or great business decision. But who would you like to start with? Mr. Anthony Edwards?
Yeah, let's talk about Anthony Edwards. From ER? He dunked on Al Shingun in a way that seemed premeditated. I think it would qualify as a first degree. Oh,
I gotta say, Shengers, my man, you this gotta is... jump a little bit more than that.
Yeah,
just a little bit more. You're trying to rise up with Anthony Edwards. You gotta give me a little more than like a very light, like volleyball block type elevation. But I get it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I like his attempt at verticality there.
Yeah. Exactly.
It was that.
And he got used. Anthony Edwards used him to, like, you know, he was like, it was like a pommel horse a little bit, you know, and just pushed up a little bit. Cause when you see like the start of his jump, he's jumping from like inside the circle, like under the free throw line, and then just like kind of grabs him and like pushes a little bit. And then violence ensues.
Yeah.
It's just, when you slow it down like that,
just that, like right when it's about to go in, you're like, Schengers, my man.
Yeah.
Poor business decision there.
Just, he got caught twice, right? It was twice in the same game.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the second one was with both hands. And it just seemed, it was just like, he was like, oh, I now recognize that this man is not functionally, this man is not here. So I can just do this. I can just go through him with the ball and dunk on him.
Right.
And sure enough,
not as sharp as they need to be defensively. Edwards! Oh,
Schengers.
On his head.
Big Shengi, my man.
Yeah.
Sir, you gotta look out below. You know, this man is coming. Float,
though. He floated on that.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
With the two hands. Look at that.
It's body and
Schengers, you gotta get up, my man.
And he's looking back, like, don't look back, just run the other way.
Wait, did he make that? Did it go in? Ah, man, that's going to be good highlight for him.
And look at Anthony Edwards' body position on the rim with his leg all up. He's like, he just had a party in your house right there.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, but you love to see it. Like, you know, he wasn't shying away.
I do love to see it, Miles. We're still looking for nominations for the person who could be known as business decision, the way that, like, you know, some people like call AD street clothes. This is somebody we want to call business decision because they're very smart about the way they get out of the way when someone's about to dunk on them. Who has the best moves when it comes to making a smart business decision? We have the opposite of that from last month.
Yeah.
With Landry Shamet.
Look, it was a tough go. He goes for a game winner. It's not to be. And then Aaron Gordon, he's coming for you, sir. And you got to decide. You got to make a business decision. Do you want to be on a poster? Do you go up, possibly injure yourself terribly? We'll just see how this one played out. Didn't make the shot.
Here comes Aaron Gordon.
Here he does.
Aaron Gordon's coming in.
Oh, Shamet! No. Oh. Shamet, you could have got real hurt there.
And are they calling that an offensive foul?
There's no challenge.
But they didn't. It ended up counting.
Yeah, it got challenged and reversed.
My man,
he got dunked on, then landed on twice. Right, somehow.
That was like a wrestling move, like off the top roof.
That was
just like Hulk Hogan leg dropped him or something. That was wow.
I mean, look at the way he tries to absorb this. He's like, you know what? This is a screen. But the way his spine curves when it makes contact with Aaron Gordon, I thought he was high jumping right here. The way he's arching that back.
Aaron Gordon is mad angular. High jumping. You're right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. 100%.
He is horizontal to the court.
Then on the way down, his head is right underneath Aaron Gordon's feet, where like he could have errantly just landed, and I use that pun very intentionally, like straight on man's skull. But he like luckily was like, oh gosh. He's like, young man, you got to be careful, man, when I go up like that. I could have really hurt you. It's a poor business decision.
He had to do it, right? So the context of the game is there's less than a minute left.
In overtime. You
know, there's mere seconds. Shamit had just missed a shot, down one. Then he comes down, and it's a breakaway. You have to put your body on the line. What we are looking for from our candidate for the NBA Award of Business Decision, nickname award winner, is somebody who in a moment like that was like, nah, it's not worth it. We're out. Like, you know, that would have been
charge.
The ultimate business decision. Game's on the line, and he's like, I mean, he's gonna dunk on me. Yeah, I don't want that. So
do you want them to run away, or is it when they jump and they're like no, and they kind of just turn?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
No, and just do the, I guess what would be more like, I guess,
eye of the beholder. Like, you know, yeah, you'll know when you see the ultimate business decision, like the Supreme Court says.
Warren, what do you think? Is it just a back turn to be like, no, I never wanted a part of this dunk?
Yeah, yeah.
Or is it a full on vacating
it's
the full, premises?
It's a sprint. Like, it's a I'm sprint. Not getting...
Theatricality. Like if they build an excuse in where they like go down to tie their shoe, you know?
Oh, wow.
They're like, oh no, I've slipped. Right, or something like that.
Nah, I think you're going to get somebody who's going to full on Forrest Gump out of that point, out of the paint. Like, nah.
Yeah. Just keeps running right into the, tunnel. Yeah.
Right. Or someone's just going to pretend to, like, you know, when you see sprinters and like qualifying heats and stuff, like sometimes they pull up lame when they know they're not going to have race. This is ahead of me, like, nah, I'm not going to get cooked right now. Right. Someone just goes, ah! Actually, no. It's just like limps away to be like, oh,
yeah.
did I clear the frame?
Hamstring pull. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. But again, let us know if you have a famous business decision from years past, please put that on our radar, because these are the kinds of things, these are kinds of issues we tackle on this show.
Mm-hmm. Important issues. All right. Should we do it?
Go to more important issues?
Take a break.
And go to even more important issues?
Yeah. As in the rapid fire, the most important issue in NBA basketball.
Yeah. That.
All right. We'll be right back.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. The new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and more. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back, and Warren Shaw.
Warren, you're in the hot seat,
my man. Good name. That's my uncle and my grandfather's name.
Classic name.
But I got to say, it's not going to be friendly here, because you are now in the hot seat, and it's time for the rapid fire round of questioning, the most fast paced round of questioning you've ever heard in podcasting. Actually, NBA podcasting. Actually, more specifically, any NBA pod that's done in conjunction with the league and iHeartRadio.
We have that flex specific right there. You have to flex on us like that, but that's
you know what I mean.
Right.
Other podcasts too slow. We too fast. V fast. We're gonna ask you a question. Just try not to labor on the answer. Just give it right back. Chest pass that thing right back to us. Okay, no tricks involved. And if we start bloviating and expanding on an answer, it's up to you, Warren. Please keep us going, because we want to be able to keep this title of the fastest podcast.
As with most podcasts, it is the guest's job to keep the hosts on track.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't know. Have you ever been in one of those cars with the seat warmer?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if instead of three levels of hot, there was a fourth level of hot.
Ooh.
That's how hot your hot seat is about to be.
Right. Well,
yeah.
I wasn't ready.
Let's go.
Yeah. But I think that puts it in a nice perspective. So I'm proud of that. I've been working on that all week.
Also, I was like, wow, your car got seat warmers.
Yeah.
I need to get like you.
Oh, you simply must, Miles.
I simply must, because all I do now is I get like just those heating pads that like those chemical ones.
You break them. Yeah, yep. Shake them up a little bit.
Put them on the inside of my underwear.
You know they have cold versions of that too?
Yeah, but I like the hot ones. My dermatologist says they are causing chemical burns on my skin, but that's for me to worry about. Start the clock! Here we go, Warren Shaw.
We got to say, please keep this moving, man.
Yeah, please keep this moving.
Come on.
Especially when I start talking about my dermatological visits, man. Nobody wants to.
I didn't know if I was being tested right. Should I jump in?
Man. You're always being tested, my man. Jack, you want to go first?
You can go first, Miles.
Here we go. Warren Shaw, tell me this. Is Jalen Rose's hairline too good to be true?
You said people from that area keep good hairlines, so I'm going to say it's not too good to be true. He's keeping it rocking. He's good. He's good money.
Yeah.
It's like that is Lego Man hair, though. He got Lego Man hair. That hairline is Lego Man.
Yeah.
I got to get it to
him. It's a vibe.
Best hair in the current NBA.
I'm going to go with my guy, Jason Tatum.
Oh, come on. He does have it. I have noticed that, though. He has very strong hairline.
He's got that good hair.
Oh,
boy.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean his hairline? Oh, yeah. It's like, it's like it was just painted on.
Yes, painted on by a master.
And his beard, as a bald dude who can't grow a beard and a Lakers fan, Jason Tatum is an affront to my existence.
Paul George, too, as super producer Kabari's pointing out. Paul George has a really good beard and a really good hairline.
Yeah. Jabari said future Laker Jason
Tatum. This guy. All right, let's keep it moving.
Okay, good. Future Laker Jason Tatum.
I mean, all right. That is my question for you, though. When is Jason Tatum available to become a Laker? Because it does feel like he's got that flirtation with the Kobe thing happening. I don't know. No, I won't ask that. All right, give me a contender versus pretender for a title. I think we've already heard your thoughts on the Sixers that, they're not beating the dang Celtics. So as long as Orlando doesn't get into the playoffs, I think we can cross the Sixers off. Cavs.
Pretender.
Straight up. Just pretender.
They're solid. They're not ready just yet. Just give them another year and then they'll be right up in the mix.
What do they need to become a
experience? Experience more than anything else. Mm-hmm. I think, experience and health. So if they can keep that going, I think next year they're going to be a scary, scary good team. But other than that, I like them. I just think they're going to take some lumps in this playoffs. They're going to get there. But I think a second round exit is probably the most likely. But they're very, very good. I'm not disrespecting them in any way.
Okay. But you're putting them in the on the waterfront category because they could have been a contender.
Could have been.
Exactly.
Are not. Celtics.
Contender for sure.
Contender.
Yeah. Come on, son.
Do you feel like they've made that leap mentally, that like Tatum, having watched more Celtics games than me, I've watched them, you know, a fair number of times. I've watched what he's done to my Sixers. I did not watch any of the swoon where they lost like three games and the rest of the league got excited. How real is it?
So Boston has addressed a lot of their needs in the offseason, especially when it comes to their bench. And, you know, the addition of Brogdon has been so immense for them. The Time Lord being healthy is immense for them as well, too. And they may still make another move. They cleared a roster spot about a week or so ago, getting rid of Noah Vonleh to San Antonio. So they're in the market for probably another stretch four, maybe another front court big that can spell Horford or Williams either way. But to me, I think this is a team that really just believes mentally and what they have in terms of talent. And Mazzulla's done a great job, I think, on the sidelines as a coach, as a first-year coach, despite all the BS that they walked into the season with. It's really been great to see them kind of overcome some of those demons. But they got to do it in the playoffs, but they're taking this regular season seriously. And, you know, they may not get to 60 wins, but 57 wins or whatever like that can still probably get them number one seed in the East.
Speaking of overcoming demons, Mazzulla is also my favorite stand-up comedian.
I was going to say, I'm glad Royals you brought it group. Up. I was going to say, I was like, is it the humor of Joe Mazzulla that's repowering the Celtics forward? It must be.
The only royal family I know. All right, Clippers, my last contender versus pretender.
Pretender. They can't stay healthy.
Wow.
They can't stay healthy. And, that's you know, facts. Jack, you were on our show in the beginning of the year, and I had a lot of faith and hope that the Clippers were going to be one of the great contenders in the Western Conference, but I don't trust them. Kawhi's playing great. He's been averaging like 20-something in the last couple of games, et cetera, et cetera. But I just don't think they're going to be healthy when it's all said and done, and they cannot do it without both those guys. I'm sorry. Like, they got to prove it to me.
Yeah. All right. I think that's it for me, Miles. But
but Warren,
no further questions, Your Honor.
You just let this guy add a Celtics question, Warren. That's ridiculous, man.
Your witness, Miles.
Yes, thank you so much, my honor. Mr. Shaw, you have the chance to win $10,000 to make a layup with each hand, $25,000 to make 5 of 5 free throws, or $100,000 to make at least 4 of 5 from the depths of the court. Which challenge are you taking?
10, 25, or 100. I'm going to go with the easy money because I didn't get to play, you know, past my high school. But I'm so old. I was around when the mic and drills were right hand, left hand. I feel confident that I can walk over 10K on that. So, you know, my wife would kill me if I, you know, tried to take the big money and missed. I'm taking that easy 10K, man. Mic and drills for the win.
And are you right-handed or left-handed?
I'm right-handed.
And so on the left side, you're going up with the left too? Like, yep. You're doing it to the letter of the law? Okay. Because
I'll do it right. I'll do
okay,
it right.
Past guests, they do the layup challenge when I say, well, okay, on your left too? And they're like, well, I mean, I'll make a layup from the left side. No one said I was doing it the text.
Well, now you're faking the funk. You shouldn't get that. You shouldn't get the 10K if you do it that way.
Okay. You know what? I think we should add that. Add that.
Also, we might need to adjust this down, the prize money, based on the fact that Pacers fan made a free throw, a three-pointer, and a half-court shot and won a grand total of $500.
Stop the madness. I was at a Knicks game, and they was giving out like $1,000 for like just running around or doing like a random. I was like, yo, they got cheese out there in New York. So Indiana, all right, they need to step their game up.
Like, could you imagine? I don't know. Like, I guess they probably said like, this is for an opportunity to win $500. But that is
what you're going to do has a very low probability.
I mean, it is.
I mean, if you're not a, you know, professional athlete.
The Hoosier State, they got some people who grew up with basketball, like,
oh,
in
you
their
think
blood,
that's what it is? They're like,
too many
wins.
Of these people can hit this. Like, it's too easy.
We almost bankrupted ourselves 2 seasons ago by doing this at the half.
Stop.
60% of the people were
smaller mid-market team. I don't know. But yeah, New York was giving out cash, and I've seen LA give out cash. So that's wild.
Oh, yeah. So, in LA, it was so bad, they'd let you come off the bench in some games.
Stop.
What's your ultimate NBA Jam duo if you could mix match across eras?
Oh, snap. What kind of question is that?
A good one.
So I'm going to go with the arcade version. So it didn't even come out at home before. And I happen to be a big Drazen Petrovic fan. So Drazen and Derek Coleman, they were in like the arcade version.
Right.
But not like the home version, like for your game console. Yeah. I think Drazen had passed away or something like that before the real version got released. But to me, when me and my friends used to go, I'm just a big Drazen fan, man. So it was just a lot of time. It was a lot of fun playing with them and DC as well, too.
Yeah. So they got shooting because they can both you know, stroke it. And then also and DC was, they got he could just throw you across the court.
And then, you know, when they slap the ball, that would have been dope.
Is it worth the NBA doing a NBA Jam, like real tournament? Probably a lot of injuries would happen, but like NBA Jam rules and 2-on-2, but you're allowed to just like chuck people across the court. Might be interesting.
Oh, like 90s style playoff basketball?
Yeah.
Yeah, bring 90s playoff basketball rules. Just bring off 90s playoff. Yeah. Just bring back the 90s playoff basketball that the refs used to call. Warren, man, you did so good on the last time, but you really should have kept this one moving. But that's all right. I'm not going to hold it against you. You can put together an all-time four-man dunk contest. Who is getting an invite from you, Warren?
All right. Let me go MJ, Dr. J, Vince, Zach LaVine.
Zach LaVine. Interesting.
So, yeah, I'll give you a quick story. I was in Toronto during that All-Star break. I was feeling like hell. I caught like some sort of crazy bug or whatever the case would be. And literally watching that dunk contest made me feel better. Yeah. I was like puking. I was like, yo, but it lifted my spirits. I think Zach had some really big hops at that time. So yeah, right. he's not a Hall of Famer. He doesn't meet the mesh of all those other guys I mentioned, but I really enjoyed that dunk contest. So yeah. Mm.
I just like that it really made you feel better. Like you're like, I don't know what this is doing to me. You're like, nah, doc, get that. I don't need the vaccine. Just pull up the 2016 All-Star Dunk Contest from Toronto, Zach LaVine highlights. Bring me back to life. Was that 2016?
I don't even remember. 2015.
Yeah, it was a while back.
You can go back in time, Warren, and watch any single NBA game from throughout history. Which game are you choosing?
Or gam?
Jordan's first chip against the Lakers.
Mm.
So that's
game five.
That was game five clincher. Yeah.
Yeah,
because I thought it was Dunzo after game one.
After Vlade, I thought it was his hand over his mouth. That's probably the most angry I've ever been at an NBA player in my life because I was young. I was not regulating my emotions very well when he hit that game winner and then put his hand over his mouth. Like I don't know what it was. It really just made me mad.
As a child on the other side of that equation, I loved it. And then I cried when we lost that. I was devastated. And then after that, I was like, you know what? I like Michael Jordan. That's what turned me. I was like, you have vanquished my team. And I'm but a 7-year-old boy. And then I fully gave myself to the Jordan hype. But yeah, I remember them so vividly. It was like so upsetting because it was always raised to be like Lakers, we got Magic and everything. And it was changing of the guard.
Game two, Pippen D'd up Magic.
Mm-hmm.
He did. Man, again, those bring back some really great memories, you know, for me. And especially when you're thinking about it in hindsight, like the lore of it, like, you know, hey, that was the first of six and what it meant for MJ, especially at that time, overcoming the Pistons, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that would have been a whole vibe to go back and see that and have that live that moment live. So,
or just see like those games against the Pistons, knowing that this dude hit the weight room off the strength of them just throwing him about. I would have liked to see that sort of grudge match energy too, because I just love hearing that those stories about it. He's like, yeah, man, he realized he had to start lifting weights, Michael Jordan.
Because of us.
Beautifully put, but you really got to keep things moving, man.
Yeah,
but
that's
fine.
It is your bad.
That's good. And look, and all the compliments aren't going to get you very far, but here is the final question, Warren. Jack or Miles?
Jack.
Yeah! That wasn't even like there was
that
no
was fucking
thought.
That was
I barely started
at all.
Crying.
That was a chest pat. That was a chest pass right now. You're on a run.
Now this guy's that's what a we run call together. A run. I had barely even started crying and he picked me.
Oh, Warren, you are an absolute legend, man. With decent taste. Absolute legend, mate. Gotta thank you so much.
Warren, massive, mate.
Legend, Warren Shaw, mate. Get in, mate.
I wish people could see your face right now.
Get in. You gotta give
Miles.
That energy.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you, bruvs. I appreciate it.
Bruvs.
Yeah, in it. I mean, massive, man. Yeah, shout out. And obviously, shout out the NBA Baseline Podcast, Mandem, for joining us. But Warren, where can people find you?
I feel like I'm
you?
My top boy, right?
I know. Hey, yeah, man. Hey, where my piece, bruv?
You're the waste man, bruv.
Where's the food? Where's the food, bruv? I'm a road man. You're a waste man. Not my yard, bro. Not my yard, bro. But anyway, thank you so much for joining us. Where can people check you out and listen to you and support you and all that kind of stuff?
Fellas, I really do appreciate it. You can definitely follow me on Twitter at Shaw Sports NBA. Follow the show at NBA Baseline. Follow my other show too from the non-basketball content at Dope Interviews and my great co-host Cal Lee, Cal Game Face Lee. That's the man, and 19 Media Group, et cetera, et cetera. Man, this has been a lot of fun, man. I'm really, truly, truly honored and blessed, man. Appreciate it so much.
Oh, no, you were fantastic, and you touched our hearts. Even though you picked Jack, you truly have. And also for us, if you're interested in following us, check us out on Twitter at Mad Boosties. That's BOOSTIES. We asked the listeners which NBA star they'd want for the next 5 years. And our boosties, listeners of the week, are at Lakers D's82 said Giannis, Jokic, Luka, and then Tatum. XX Large Popcorn tweeted Jokic, Giannis, Luka, then Curie. Okay. Oh.
Steven
Curie.
That's,
yeah.
Wow.
That's,
I mean,
that's something.
There is something. It's going to be really interesting to see how Stephen Curry ages, because he doesn't appear to be slowing down, and his game is built for it. So we'll see.
And Adam Kaplan, 6 tweeted Giannis, Jokic, and then Luka.
All right. I've never heard of them. It's wild to me that nobody picked Embiid, but okay. Interesting.
Hey, shout out my NBA Gooners, Joel Embiid and Dwight Howard, who are representing Arsenal this weekend as they defeated Manchester United.
I'll watch some Giannis games and Jokic, but you guys need to check out this Embiid guy. He's pretty good, I'm telling you.
Hey, Jokic, get your cream.
That's what his gym coach called him.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next week. Take care of yourself. Bye.
Bye.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.